This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now to close the week on the much lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I guess I'm better than John Edwards this week.
Ooh.
That was one of those big duh moments, though, when everybody, he tells everybody he's the father, and we're like, yeah, we knew that.
I know. Talk about no surprise. And then Elizabeth leaves a few days later, I guess.
Yeah, that was long time coming, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think she was surprised either when the announcement came out. I think she probably knew just before anybody.
Well, we have a theory about how he got in all this trouble is because, you know, obviously he's kind of a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Capitol Steps actually wrote a song about that and thought it was, you know, this would be the week to look back at it.
All right. This is a look back at the 2008 campaign of John Edwards, back when his known drawbacks were a little less severe. Here we go.
Look who's running once more for president. Don't you think John Edwards is great? Nicer than them all, such a southern drawl. Who cares what's beneath when you've got great teeth?
I'm so pretty, oh so pretty. In each city I'm drawing your glance. And I'm skinny, that's from chasing every ambulance.
La 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 la. He's so preppy, Johnny Deppy.
What has he got that I haven't got? Global warming has occurred because I am so hot.
La 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 la. Do you think there are two Americas? One is poor.
I don't live there.
Are you gonna try help the little guy? What's your latest plan? Tell us if you can.
I've a mission for provisions of ensuring new coverage that's fair. I've envisioned a new program of national hair care.
Oh, Elena, if it was only the ambulances he had been chasing.
I know. I'm not even sure we could pass national hair care at this point, the way the bickering is going on. I would love health care, but I'd take hair care.
Oh, my gosh. What else grabbed your attention in the news this week?
Oh, I guess we had another videotape from Osama bin Laden.
Two tapes from bin Laden this week. He must be getting bored.
Nobody's paying any attention to him, and then they're doing these time-altered photographs of him with what he's got to look, what he should look like by now, and they're not attractive.
Well, did you hear that they basically got that image from some guy in the Spanish government without asking him?
I saw that. I was like, I don't know, maybe that's just coincidence.
That's not flattery.
Yeah, right.
I can assure you of that.
Well, you know, there was always confusion too. Of course, when Obama was first running for the, even when he back running when he's running for the Senate, with his name sounding so close, we had a song about that, and we thought maybe that was worth bringing back this week.
Exactly, I remember even Ted Kennedy getting the two names confused at one point. So here's at the time Senator Obama trying to clear up any confusion between himself and the world's worst terrorist.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Barack Obama, and I'm running for president. But tonight I'm here to talk about the somewhat unusual nature of my name. I know that there are some people out there who think that a politician should have a more traditional American-sounding name, like Mark Foley or Larry Craig, or even my cousin Dick Cheney. I'd also like to address the fact that my last name is similar to the first name of a man who has declared himself to be an enemy of the United States. And to that end, I thought it'd be a good idea if you saw us both in the same place at the same time, so you could see how very different we are.
My beard is black, my robe is white, my videotapes can give a fright.
And I'm half black, and I'm half white. Obama is Irish, not Islamite.
He's freakishly bright. I've got a bounty on my head.
It looks like bounty towels instead.
filled with rage. You'll find it on my new MySpace page. I live in caves.
In the US, we give cavemen sitcoms on TV.
Hey, don't you see? If you had a sitcom like those Geico cavemen, you could hide out someplace where no one would ever see you.
On NBC.
And bringing it right up to the present day with the problems at NBC.
You're gonna give me the 10 o'clock slot.
It's open.
It is. I don't know what on earth they're going to find for that. Maybe you and I could grab that.
I don't know. They'll probably create 3 or 4 new versions of Law and Order. That seems to have been the strategy up to this point anyway.
Yeah, like, or, you know, they'll have some reality show like, you know, amateur surgery or something. I don't know.
I think Conan O'Brien might have been listening to that CD because I remember one of his jokes during his final rocky couple of weeks there was, if NBC wants me to go or no one will ever see me again, just leave me right here on NBC.
Maybe you heard the song. That'd be cool.
Exactly. What else are you guys looking at?
We're trying to figure out whether there's going to be any healthcare out of this whole State of the Union thing, and we're trying to predict the future here and write songs ahead of time. That's never worked before.
Well, you know, nobody screamed out, so, you know, all the controversy was about Justice Alito rolling his eyes a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They're not supposed to have opinions, and yet they're judges. I don't know.
I know. Pretty soon, you know, that people are going to be all a Twitter about people, like, shaking their head no or something. We're going to devolve all the way to the point where if people aren't enthusiastically clapping, they're being rude or something.
Oh, I know, and it was like, I think it was CNN that was having people, like, push buttons every time they responded to every line in the speech, and we're getting too much information at this point, aren't we?
I think so. I think there's only so much you can take from a speech. That's
yeah,
a little much.
I didn't want Miley Cyrus's tweets during the speech. Anyway, I just didn't.
Oh, man. Well, Elena, good stuff as always. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.